but we needed to record at a place with proper equipment. And studio time costs money, a lot of money. One day I was sitting in my car lot when a truck rolled up, stacked high with furniture and suitcases. Out climbs this blonde hair, blue-eyed white guy looking for me. At first, I thought he was the feds, but he wasn't. His name was Cliff Blodgett, and he was an engineer from Seattle. He'd come to Houston on a mission. He heard there was a brand new music scene, so he packed up all of his worldly possessions and drove down to get in on the ground floor. Someone pointed him in my direction. We set Cliff's equipment up in the same room as Red, and by the end of the day, we had our own studio. Red called a buddy of his in Trenton, Prince Johnny C., who came down to try out for the Ghetto Boys. Their first album, Making Trouble, didn't make the most noise, but it showed growth and consistency, which is important when you're building a fan base. As long as you're putting out product on a regular basis, showing improvement each time, your fan base will grow. Most importantly, it was enough to get Houston included in the rap conversation. Before that album, nobody was talking about the South. That release gave my city hope that more was on the way. Cliff became my partner in Rap-A-Lot and added the business structure that we needed to match my hustling mentality. He held down the studio, which allowed me the freedom to go out there on the road and make sure our music was getting in the right hands. Before the internet, there wasn't the option to email or download a file. In those days, if you wanted someone to have your music, you had to give him or her a cassette tape or wax. Or if you wanted DJs to play it, you had to meet them face to face. The entire thing took a lot of time, energy, and resources, and we were figuring out most of it as we went along. Cliff and I had different visions for the growth of the company. He was concerned with making art. I wanted art that made money. I'm not a musician. I'm not a writer. I'm not an artist. I'm an entrepreneur. My masterpiece is my bank account. One night at a nightclub, I was approached by a tall, skinny white boy with blonde hair. He looked goofy, but then he got up to dance. I never seen a white boy with those kind of moves, and I was intrigued. At the end of the night, he came back to my studio with me, played some of his music, and there was one song in particular that stood out. I can't remember if it included the sample yet, but I'll never forget that hook. Ice, ice, baby. Vanilla Ice. Ice, baby. I told Cliff that night, sign him. Robert Van Winkle, Vanilla Ice, was an inspiring rapper out of Dallas. And for a week or two in 1989, he camped out at my studio working on music. This wasn't unusual. There was dozens of rappers who hung around the studio who were either already signed to Rap-A-Lot or hoping to get signed. At the time, I wasn't as focused as I should have been. I relied on Cliff to run the company day-to-day operations.